I was young and scared, the weight of my desperation evident in every tear-streaked face that passed me by. Finally, after what felt like an eternity of uncertainty, a kind soul took pity on me, offering me help fare to the sanctuary of my childhood home. With each passing mile, my anticipation grew, mingled with a sense of dread at what awaited me there. But despite the fear that gnawed at my heart, I clung to the hope that this journey would mark the beginning of a new chapter, one free from the shadows of my past. I found no refuge, no shelter from the storm that raged within me. Returning to the embrace of my loved ones should have been a moment of solace, a sanctuary from the horrors I had endured. Yet, even surrounded by their comforting presence, I found myself trapped in the grip of my own despair. The specter of loss and longing haunted me like a relentless shadow, casting a pall over every moment of supposed reprieve. Despite Mum's best efforts to console me, the wounds inflicted upon my spirit by months of torment refused to heal, leaving me adrift in a sea of sorrow and uncertainty. And when the inevitable came to pass, when the fragile life within me slipped away at 3 months like a whisper on the wind, I was left with nothing but the bitter taste of grief upon my lips. My baby, my baby! But even in my darkest hour, I refused to surrender to the despair that threatened to consume me. I gathered the tattered remnants of my shattered spirit and vowed to rise from the ashes of my pain, stronger and more resilient than ever before. As I stood there, not sure what to do next, I felt scared but also brave. Even though I didn't have anyone to help me, I knew I had something special inside me, something that could help me get through the tough times.